Om Shanti, greetings of peace. The most auspicious confluence age. To have an understanding of time that is spiritual and metaphysical, we need to look at time as cyclic. That there are four ages, and the first age is the golden age, the second age is the silver age, the third age is the copper age, and the last age is the iron age or Kaliyuga. And just like we have spring, summer, fall, winter, and after winter there is spring, because time is a cycle in years, in the same way the larger context of time is a cycle. So after the golden age, we'll have the silver age. After the silver age, we have the copper age. And after the copper age, we have the iron age. And after the iron age, we will again have the golden age. And so there is a very important and vital age that confluences the end of the iron age and the beginning of the golden age. And we call it the confluence age or the diamond age. And this diamond age allows us to move from a phase of conflict and materialism to one of peace and divinity, the golden age. And so this confluence age is a period of transition and profound transformation. It is positioned, of course, between the end of the Iron Age, Kali Yuga, and the beginning of the Golden Age. It's the dawn. And so this transitional age is marked by a huge potential for spiritual growth. And so it's a very important and pivotal moment in history that we are living in, because whatever effort we put into the confluence age, we will get multi-million-fold return for that effort. So if you think about it, for the past 400 years, there has been significant turmoil and conflict from the 17th century to the 20th century. We have witnessed an array of conflicts, including the 30-year war, the Napoleonic Wars, the two world wars, which resulted in unprecedented levels of destruction and loss of life. But in the last 75 years, if you think about it, there has been a period of calm. Even though there has been conflict in the world, and even though the wars are still going on, it's not at the level of, let's say, World War II or even the Napoleonic Wars, right? Compared to the percentage of the people in the world, the level of conflict and turmoil is much less. And so I want you to really think about this contemporary time as a period which is really auspicious, because this comparatively tranquil time is indicative of the auspicious nature of the confluence age, and it is helping us. It is auspicious because it is helping us, it is giving us a space in which we can do spiritual exploration, take personal responsibility, and do the inner work necessary to become enlightened. So if we were living in a time of unprecedented conflict, let's say like World War II, we would be busy worried about war. We wouldn't have time to think about our spiritual life. So this auspicious confluence age really is helping us, is giving us the space and the security to embrace a life of transformation, a spiritual life. So it's an auspicious age because out of the last 400 years, this age has been so quiet in comparison. And this quiet is really important to remember, because it is emphasizing the importance of spirituality. This age is emphasizing the importance of spirituality and how we can inculcate peace and spiritual growth and personal responsibility into our lives. So one of the things that we need to understand about the confluence age is that we can go on our journey toward a more enlightened, peaceful, and harmonious existence at this time. And who gets on this age? This age is a unique age in that it bridges the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. It's the bridges the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. And so it is a period that cannot be observed with the senses. It is experienced spiritually. And who are those souls that can experience it is when we think of ourselves as spiritual beings, when we are in tune with our inner selves, when we are connected with God, when we are connected with the Supreme Soul, Shiv Baba, then we experience the confluence age. And this age really gives us amazing opportunities to have spiritual experiences. And so to have these spiritual experiences, we need to understand how auspicious, how benevolent, and how transformative this age is. Because anything we do in this age, we will get multi-million-fold return. And you know, I always used to think that Kali Yuga or the Iron Age is influencing the Confluence Age, because we all come from Kali Yuga into the Confluence Age. But what I've noticed is when enough people get on the spiritual path and start growing spiritually, that the Confluence Age is also influencing Kali Yuga. It's not just one way from Kali Yuga influencing Confluence Age, but also Confluence Age is in reverse influencing the Iron Age Kali Yuga. And that is because just before the Confluence Age, right, there was so much turmoil and so much loss of life and so much conflict and violence in the world. And so this relative peace and stability is so important, because it allows us to focus on our spiritual development. So don't get distracted by the physical, material, and technological advancements that have happened. We use it for our spiritual life, but we shouldn't get distracted by them, because when we get distracted by them, then we are not aware of the auspicious, transformative confluence age. And so, just remember how wonderfully beneficial this age is. This is the age where we can become true yogis, true enlightened yogis. So never forget the word, this auspicious word, right? We have to keep thinking this is the most auspicious, benevolent confluence age. That the night of darkness, the night of strife, the night of conflict is ending, and the day of the golden age, the dawn is beginning. The dawn of a beautiful, peaceful, divine world is beginning. And that we are really standing in the unlimited day and night. It's not about a limited day and night. It's an unlimited day and night. We are standing at the confluence age. Because at this time, the world is in total darkness. But you, the soul, can be in the light. You can be in the first light of dawn. And this is such an auspicious time. It's the best time in the whole of the cycle of humanity, the best time. Because God is here, the Supreme Soul, Shiva is here, and He's awakening us from the deep slumber of ignorance. And He's enlightening us so we become new and divine, and the spiritual flame within the soul is being ignited. And so just remember this most auspicious confluence age. Om Shanti. Thank you for listening. And remember, God loves you very much.